KQED.
A 95-year-old woman is found on the floor of her room in an assisted living facility, lying in a pool of blood.
She looked like she went 4 or 5 rounds with Muhammad Ali.
Those who work at the home suspect Elsie Fossum was beaten, but the case languishes for more than 6 years in a bureaucratic tangle at the California Department of Public Health. Our special investigation with the Center for Investigative Reporting finds the agency charged with protecting some of the state's most vulnerable people has been failing them. The California Report's health reporter Mina Kim has the second of two stories.
In October 2007, nurse assistant Ricky DiOcampo molested a 59-year-old female patient at Del Rio Sanitarium in Los Angeles County. It wasn't the first time DiOcampo had assaulted this woman, court records would later show. And in 2009, DiOcampo pled guilty to patient abuse. Yet it wasn't until 2 years after his conviction that officials with California's Department of Public Health revoked DiOcampo's certification as a nurse assistant.
Hello?
Anyone home?
DiOcampo did not respond to phone calls, notes, or visits to his Long Beach home with co-reporter Ryan Gabrielson at the Center for Investigative Reporting.
Hello? Mr. DiOcampo?
DiOcampo's is not the only case where department investigators were slow to act after allegations of sexual or physical abuse. On July 3, 2006, 95-year-old Elsie Fossum lay in a pool of blood at an assisted living facility in Claremont, California. Her arm was broken and her face was badly wounded. Less than 3 weeks later, she died. Regulatory records show hospital emergency room nurses who treated Fossum suspected abuse, and several staff members at Claremont Place pointed to an employee whom they'd seen treat residents roughly and who was the only caregiver on Fossum's floor that night. Yet public health investigators sat on Fossum's case for 6.5 years.
So there was a backlog.
Ron Chapman heads the California Department of Public Health. He blames the delays in handling complaints on a stack of more than 900 cases, cases that piled up between 2004 and 2008.
There were a number of reasons for that backlog, including poor management decisions during that time in terms of how to use the resources that were available. And a backlog for investigating complaints is inexcusable. It should not have occurred.
Chapman says a plan was implemented in 2009 to address the backlog.
And in the 2 years that I've been in the job, there's now new management from top to bottom. And as I said, we're staying on top of all the complaints as they come in.
Yet recently, the number of nurse assistants who have lost their certifications has dropped dramatically. 5 years ago, the department revoked or denied certifications in 27% of cases. But a year after Chapman took over, that number dropped to 9%. Chapman says he sees no evidence that addressing the backlog has undermined the quality of work. But Mark Parker, who headed the investigation section for 9 years, says he was forced to cut corners.
Hundreds of cases were closed. Hundreds. With nothing but a phone call. That was unprecedented. The staff had no choice. The directions were to reduce this backlog, get these cases done. Staff was prohibited from traveling, restricted to sitting at their desk and doing things, except only in the most dire cases.
Parker says without a visit to a facility, investigators are unable to see the layout of a room, conduct impromptu interviews, or assess a person's body language.
You lose all of the basic cues, all the tells that people have, their facial expressions, okay, eye movements, their body posture. If you're doing it on the telephone, all of that is gone.
Public health regulators are legally bound to report all suspected crimes to the state attorney general's office for prosecution. In the 7 years before addressing the backlog, the department referred, on average, 37 deaths a year. But in 2011, the department referred 2.
That's just, yeah, I mean, it's just baffling, isn't it?
Paul Greenwood is deputy district attorney for San Diego County. He heads the Elder Abuse Prosecution Unit.
I don't know how many nursing homes there are in California or how many deaths a year there are in the facilities, but the number is going to be huge. And to think there's only two suspicious deaths, no, I just frankly cannot believe that.
I'm very concerned about those numbers.
Public Health Director Ron Chapman says his staff is drafting agreements with the Attorney General's office to improve communication.
We don't understand that decline in numbers. It's very concerning to me, and we're looking into it.
Meantime, former Department Investigations Chief Mark Parker says the practice of shortchanging investigations continues today.
I get emails. I get phone calls from folks who tell me what's going on.
Parker retired in December of 2011 after nearly two decades with the department. He says he left earlier than planned.
I was unable to protect myself from the directions I was being given. I couldn't protect my staff from the directions that they were being forced to adhere to. And most importantly, I could not protect the public any longer. There was just a failure to protect the most vulnerable people in our state from abuse and neglect.
Public Health Director Ron Chapman says while he's confident no complaints have been mishandled, he is open to the possibility of reviewing closed cases. For the California Report, I'm Mina Kim.
Our stories this week were co-reported by Ryan Gabrielson and produced with the Center for Investigative Reporting. You can listen to Tuesday's story and read our tips for how to choose a nursing home at californiareport.org.